This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Joy's own Benjamin Norris, host of Word for Word, knows about cyberbullying firsthand after he won Big Brother back in 2012. He sat down with me earlier today to talk about what it was like and how he combats that while still using social media as a platform for promotion and expression.
I mean, I love social media. I think it's fun, but it did take me a really long time to get to use it properly and not to get hurt by it.
Being hurt by it seems to be something that's really easy to do. Have you experienced a lot of bullying via social media?
Absolutely. In 2012, I was ranked, which is a great prize to have, as the second most trolled person in Australia. And it was just that, I guess, by being on a reality television like Big Brother, you're getting a reaction out of people. And the people were disappointed that I didn't lose, you know.
But do you think people are really more aware of the impact, negative impact, using social media can have on when they're having a go at someone or trolling someone or bullying them?
You'd like to think that people have changed their behaviour over time, but the reality is that they haven't. And sometimes people only want a reaction. So sometimes people will say something to you and it might not necessarily be their opinion. They've actually said it to you just to get a rise out of you, and that's all they're after. So that's why when talking about using social media and talking to younger people, I always say, don't respond. It seems like something you'd like to say and have your right of reply, but in reality, it's better to say nothing.
How long did it take you to figure out that that was the right thing to do?
It took me a really long time, and I walked away with realizing that trolling is a sport that's out there, and it's a sport that I don't play, and so that if someone says something nasty to me, I block them.
Unlike a lot of people who will just set up a social media account and look, I'm here and here's what I'm doing. You actually entered into the world as the winner of Big Brother, mm, and you had a profile that was created in seclusion, mm, and you didn't know what that would be when you stepped out of it. And suddenly when you were in the world and using social media, you were experiencing what everyone's expectations and ideals of you were. Was that quite shocking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people had their own relationship, and you have to remember that with reality television, any show that you're watching, you're only getting a very small produced clip of what these people are like, and they can conjure you to come across a certain way. Most people said I was more likable or more funny or, you know, and that's the thing. That's the magic of television.
But that can also be the magic of social media. It's all about how you choose to portray and project yourself. But that can also be one of the problems when so much energy and time is put into the perception of what you're putting forward. If that doesn't correlate with what someone else thinks, then they go on the rampage in regard to you.
Absolutely. But, you know, people are allowed to have their opinion, and I don't want to silence people of that. I only really have a big problem if it's nasty with no real reason for it. But I think, you know, go for broke with a lot of things that people want to say. Just make sure that you've got a reason behind it.
Do you think we are creating enough spaces for support and education for people in how to manage social media, not just in doing it, but also in handling the responses to it these days?
I feel as though we're getting there. Project Rocket, which is an organisation that's a part of Australia, deals with this and goes into schools, making sure that kids were armed with the right information. And the interesting thing about Project Rocket is they're making sure that people being educated, what bullying even is. You know, for being bullied, you have to see that there's a few things that line up. And once you learn about those, you're less likely to also bully someone by mistake, if that makes any sense. Mm. And that's kind of where we need to be educating people, is realising what
this is. The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Really hurt them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.